Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I'm in. Jason, J-A-S-O-N, O'Loughlin, capital O, apostrophe, capital L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. O'Loughlin as described in the reports above, where these pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 3-2009 and the current subject event of 6-23-13. Appeared he is now a 48-year-old male who reports on that occasion he knocked into a 6-foot hole and landed on his neck and shoulder. Pretty believes he injured his neck, shoulder, arm, and hand and went to the emergency room in Vineland afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation and treatment, including 3 shoulder surgeries. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he filed a second reopener on 2-7-22 with respect to his earlier award. Period. I will have that inserted from your cover letter. Period. Additional records show that Mr. O'Loughlin continued under the pain management care of Dr. Pulser on the dates described. Period. This included prescription of medication and injection therapy. Period. Frequent urine drug tests were performed. Period. On certain occasions, they were positive for marijuana. Period. Dr. Pulser and pain specialist Dr. Saxteen noted these results. Period. On 4-26-22, Dr. Saxteen indicated he would not prescribe any controlled substances to this petitioner. Period. New paragraph on 3-29-21, he underwent a need for treatment pain medicine evaluation with Dr. Kwan. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia and chronic neck pain due to trauma. Period. He opined the petitioner had pre-existing cervical degeneration, which was aggravated by the subject incident. Period. He opined the petitioner's left-sided neck pain was not related to this accident, as he initially did not have pain on that side. Period. He also opined petitioner was at maximum medical improvement from pain management at that time. Period. He also concluded that Mr. O'Loughlin could return to full duty. Period. The petitioner admitted, while recently living in North Carolina for 18 months, he worked as a landscaping crew supervisor. Period. He worked consistently without pain complaints. However, since returning to New Jersey, he has been in need of pain medications necessitated for chronic neck and right shoulder pain. Period. However, he did not indicate he was without pain medication while out of state. Period. However, if indeed Mr. O'Loughlin was able to function for 18 months without pain medications, Dr. Kwan would not consider his current use of medication to be medically reasonable or necessary for the date of loss on 6-26-13. Period. New paragraph, Mr. O'Loughlin returned to Dr. DeMarat on 4-5-22, period. He diagnosed cervical facet joint syndrome, but wanted the opportunity to review the records from his pain management specialist. Period. He was started on meloxicam and tizanidine, and may be a candidate for facet median branch blocks and possible radiofrequency rhizotomy. period. I have to make a correction to this sentence. This was a visit with Dr. Saxteen, not Dr. Demarest. He did continue to see Dr. Saxteen through 5/24/22 period. They once again discussed treatment options. Period. New paragraph. On 5/25/22, he did return to Dr. Demarest for right shoulder pain, having last been seen 4 years ago. Period. At his last visit, it was recommended he undergo an MRI arthrogram that was never performed. Period. The petitioner claimed his right shoulder pain had never completely resolved since the last visit. Period. There had been no new injury and no new treatment. Period. However, he has daily shoulder pain, now worsening in the last several months without new injury. Period. He did have posterior neck and shoulder pain, which improved with the cervical injection. Period. He has known cervical disease, being followed by an outside physician. Period. And underline this, he did not convey, having lived in North Carolina for 18 months and doing landscape-type work. Period. Dr. Demarest had him undergo x-rays in the right shoulder that revealed no acute bony injury, but there was good joint space and good alignment. Period. His diagnosis was right shoulder persistent pain after arthroscopy with concern for progressive subscapularis tear and or pathology / recurrent cuff tear. Period. He then ordered an MR arthrogram of the shoulder. Period. This was done on 6/8/22 to be inserted here. It was compared to a study of 2014. Period. Dr. Demarest reviewed these results with him on 6/14/22. Period. They again discussed treatment options. Period. The corticosteroid injection was administered that day and he could continue working regular duty. Period. On 8/4/22, he submitted to surgery by Dr. Demarest to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively along with physical therapy. Period. His last visit with Dr. Demarest was on 12/7/22. Period. He was 4 months out from right shoulder arthroscopy, debridement with biceps tenodesis, and was overall doing well. Period. His pain level was stable. Period. He had not yet returned to work, as he was out of work for work-related neck injury with other disability issues. Period. He has minimal complaints of right shoulder pain and had good motion and strength by his account. Period. Exam did not show significant tenderness on the right proximal biceps with no obvious deformity. Period. He has motion loss at the right shoulder at the extremes, but mild stiffness with stable strength to his rotator cuff. Period. Dr. Demarest deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement in regards to the work injury and discharged him from active care to full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was healed surgical scarring about both shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all individual spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or interlocking. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, spine, cervical. Extension was to 50 degrees and right side bending to 35 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in the remaining spheres. Period. He states his neck got bothered by physical therapy, but it is improving now. Period. Thoracic normal. Impression. Insert what is marked from the impressions section of my 2020 report and include the order approving settlement. The attorney references on 9/28/16 if it was not already incorporated into my earlier reports. Period. Since evaluated here, he returned for treatment with Dr. DeMorant relative to the shoulder. Period. He also was treated by Dr. Pulser for pain management. Period. He also saw Dr. Saxney for pain management. Period. Unfortunately, the petitioner violated his pain management contract, having used marijuana that was not prescribed by any physicians. Period. He had an updated MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 6/8/22 to be inserted here. Period. Another surgery was done on 8/4/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. DeMorant through 12/7/22 and had an approved exam. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the right shoulder in all independent spheres. Period. He had excellent strength, and provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He had minimally decreased active range of motion of the cervical spine, but full range of motion of the thoracic spine. Period. In paragraph, my conclusions about impairment will be inserted from the end of my 2020 report as marked. And that'll be the end.